the PACA members, how do you think, how discussed about the changing of Urban Champaign and also the changing how do influence to the activity of the PACA?
That's really difficult to say because PACA has changed over the years in response to the sort of the public sentiment generally changing. Around the time of the United States, it was called the Bicentennial, 200 years after it was formed, there was a real interest in history, a sort of a resurgence of interest in history. And people started thinking about the country's past and this was coming on. Okay, I need to back up a little bit because after World War II, there was a huge amount of growth in this country. It was just the industry was growing, everything was growing. You know, one of the things that the United States made a point of doing was destroying as many of the colonial powers as possible, allowing the war to destroy as many of the colonial powers as possible in the world, and then sort of taking over that role of administering those colonies in a different way, rather than a direct sense of the way, you know, England had a colony here and they ran it. The U.S. sort of stood back and let the place run itself, but they took over the role of the main supplier of goods to those people and a market for their goods, for their raw materials, and then we would craft them and sell them goods. So it basically became an enormous world power based on its ability to do what the earlier colonial powers could no longer do because they were bankrupted by the war. So that growth led to a lot of change here in the country. And there were a lot of, they were putting in highways, so they were just tearing down huge parts of town and putting these giant roads going through because the car was becoming the way that, you know, we became the nation of automobiles here. And so that was transforming the cities in a big way. So all of that leads to what in the 1970s and early 1980s was a real interest in preservation, in seeing things being lost and people generally becoming concerned about that and wanting to do something about it. So there were a lot of laws passed at the time about preservation and how you should save things. And people were, you know, getting together and being excited about that. So PACA was formed at that time, at the tail end of that, in large part as a response to that sort of notion that people were really interested in saving the past and looking backwards and seeing what was valuable and preserving that. So that carried over for a while, but times change and that excitement kind of died down. And then in the 80s, you had all the financial things and people becoming very interested in making money and having new things and being showing off their wealth in different ways. So a lot of the interest in preservation kind of died down. And consequently, of course, at PACA, we lost a lot of the momentum that we had in those early days where people were just really excited and wanting to work on this. And fewer people felt like that. And it became harder to get volunteers and harder to make things happen. It's never, of course, gone entirely away, but it has certainly diminished a bit, and it is more difficult to sell the idea of preservation as an important thing, an important factor to consider when people are also thinking about, well, we need to make money, or we need a new school, or we need a new this. So there's the weight of interest in preservation has gone down, And as that has gone down, our work has become more difficult. It's harder to convince people to do things. They like the idea of it still. They still think it's a good idea. But when it comes down to practical choices, like the high school wants to expand, for example, in downtown Champaign, the high school wanted to expand and put in some parking lots and build a softball field or something like that. So they wanted to tear down several historic homes. And we argued against that. And people that were formerly on our side, like, yes, PACA is speaking for us, suddenly we're just like, no. But we need this school. Our kids need this soccer field. We need this more parking space. And so you could really see the difference in just maybe 10 years between the way they reacted to our trying to save buildings in the 80s and even the 90s, and then into the 2000s, it became a different kind of situation. They still like the idea in theory, but there is more argument about it, more of a sense of like, yeah, that's important, but so is this other thing, and we need to balance these things. So our work is much more difficult now than it used to be when we first started.
Oh, your work is more difficult, you said, because the changes where people love to develop. And,
yeah.
And so that's the preservation, the conservation, such kind of activity. Some people not so interesting, but some people more interesting because the society is changing. So that's,
the society is changing. It's not a huge change, but it's enough that you can feel the difference.
OK, ありがとうございます。はい、今週のトークのトムさんとのトークの最後のパーツですね。そのパカがその地域の変化をどう見ているのかという質問に対して、その地域の変化って今に始まったわけじゃなくて、戦後で第二次世界大戦後のアメリカの、経済状況とか建築ラッシュとか、そういうことと関係してパカが生まれたという話をしています。リュータさん、どんなあのパカは流れて生まれて今に至っているんでしょうか。
はい、そうですね、まず、パカっていうのはそういう歴史的な建造物とかの保全保存っていうのを目指している団体なわけですけど、どういう流れでアメリカにそういう団体が割と全国にあるわけなんですけどできてきたかっていうと、特に第二次世界大戦後とか、そこに至るまでのところにおいて、アメリカは結構こう経済的な成長を遂げて、その後車社会になったりしたこともあって、いろいろこう全国的にこう都市の構造が変わったっていうんですかね、いろいろと新しいものを建てていきました。で、その時に高速道路を建てるとか、それ以外のこうオフィスビルを建てるとか、そういったことの中でこう古い建物をどんどんこう潰して建てていったっていう歴史がまずあって、ただそういったところのなんていうか反省というか反動というかみたいなものとして、70年代80年代ぐらいになると歴史的なものを残そうっていう動きがあるようになって、でその頃にそういう歴史的な建造物の保全についての法案みたいなのもいくつも成立してっていうような時代があったそうです。でシャンペンアバナのパカはそれの終わりぐらいの時代に、シャンペンカウンティにできたっていう、そういう流れらしいんですけれども、ただ一回そういう反動みたいなのがあって歴史的なものを守っていこうっていう流れがあったけれども、その後またこう90年代80年代90年代、入っていくに従って、またこう割とこうなんていうんですかね、人々の思考がビジネス向きになったっていうんですかね、こうもっとこう、実用性とか、利益とか、そういったものを効率的に求めるような そういう時代になってきてしまったということで、まあ、そういう時代になるとまた結局そういう実利みたいなものが幅を利かせてというか、そっちの方が強い説得力を持つようになって、なかなかこうパカのような活動はまた難しくなってきている。で、まあ、すごい古いものとかじゃなくても80年代ぐらいのものとかも残らなくなってくるんじゃないかとか、まあ、そのようなお話でした。
ありがとうございます。で、ここまでがなんていうかな、パカのイントロダクションとか、パカの活動は何なのか、地域の中にあるパカの活動は何なのかっていうお話でした。それで来週はジェネレーション、世代によって古いものとか残すとかっていうのが異なるよねとか、日本とアメリカとはまた違うねとか、そういう話がこう深く広く展開をしていきます。ちょっと楽しみにしてください。それでは最後の曲を入れます。どうぞ。
And you know the sun's setting fast, and just like they say, nothing good ever lasts. We'll go on now and kiss it goodbye, but hold on to your lover, cause your heart's bound to die. Go on now and say goodbye to our town, to our town. Can't you see the sun setting down on our town, on our town? Good night.
はい、今日お届けした2曲は、最初の曲がクロスビー・スティールズのシャンディ・ヤングで Our House、2曲目がアイリス・デメントの Our Town でした。それでは時間です。次回のトムさんとのトークもお楽しみに。週末は少しでも休めますように。来週も同じ時間にハルカンショーでお会いできますように。WRFC のオープンフォーラムフォーシャンペンコミュニティビューズエクスプレス、ゾーズオフスピーカーズアンドゥーノトリプゼント WRF アバナシャンペインディプトメディアセンター。 Thank you very much for listening. ハルカンショーフロム WRF アバナ。 This is the time for ending. We will see you next Friday at the same time. Have a good weekend. See you then. Bye bye.